I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Baghdad was hit by bombings for a third day in a row. Police say 23 people were killed. Still, Iraq is considered a safer place for Iraqi citizens and for U.S. troops than it was a year ago. And that's something military recruiters hope to capitalize on. The World's Katie Clark reports.
A new feature on the website, GoArmy.com, says those considering the military can now find out what it's like to be deployed in a place like Iraq direct from the source.
Most of what we have come to know about the conflict has been through the print and broadcast media. Until now.
That's actor Gary Sinise narrating the introduction to a new Army recruiting campaign called Straight from Iraq. The site's designed to teach about daily life on the ground from real men and women stationed there.
Simply click the Submit a Question feature to begin. Then tune in to our exclusive webcast. Real soldiers, real answers. Straight from Iraq.
The idea is to get you direct information. Unfortunately, when I tried it, the site didn't work as well as Sinise promises, and the site itself is tough to find. Still, it's a great idea, says Beth Ash, a military recruiting expert with the RAND Corporation.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty and lack of knowledge about what deployment is like, and it really is something that has to be experienced.
Of course, some soldiers on their second, third, and even fourth deployments to Iraq might not speak all that positively about their experiences. But that's a gamble the Army apparently seems willing to take. Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution says it's a smart move.
People in the recruiting business recognize that public perceptions of how Iraq's going are lagging a bit behind reality. In fact, if you are a soldier or a Marine, it's actually more dangerous now, and I'm sure more frustrating to go to Afghanistan, because per capita, we're losing a lot more people there. And moreover, the war is not necessarily heading in a good direction just yet. I hope that will turn around. In Iraq, it has turned around.
That said, Iraq's still a dangerous place. Just today, an Iraqi soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in Mosul, killing two Americans. Todd Bowers did two tours in Iraq. He thinks the Army's new recruiting campaign is a good way to give insight into military life. But he suggests an even better way to sell the military to potential enlistees.
The ticket is going to be to make sure that service members are taken care of while they're in the military so that when they do get out, they will be the voice of the Army and people who are going to join.
Meantime, anyone thinking about enlisting can visit the Army's website and read responses to questions like, what are gym facilities like in Iraq? And how often do you get to talk to your family back home? As for that second one, a soldier identified as Specialist Waller says he gets to talk to his family whenever he wants. He adds that's a lot different from his first tour. For The World, this is Katie Clark.